It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Thank you. RJD2 with Ghost Rider, found on his 2002 album Dead Ringer. At the time, RJD2, known to his folks as Ramble John Crone, was hyped to be the next DJ Shadow, but the Philadelphia resident moved into a more poppy sound and even started to sing on a few of his songs, though keeping at least one foot in the hip-hop world. And before RJD2, from the movie Cool Hand Luke, that was the late, great Paul Newman with Plastic Jesus. Actor, car racer, active philanthropist, and spaghetti sauce maker, Paul Newman died after a battle with lung cancer on Friday at the age of 83. Good evening and welcome to Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM and cable in Vancouver, www.citr.ca to everywhere else the internet goes. My name is GAC, and CITR broadcasts here from the second floor of the Student Union Building on the UBC campus. You can call the studio at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Tonight's show will be mostly hip-hop, with dips and dives into soul, R&B, and some other urban sounds. And towards 8:30, I'll track the comedy origins of one of my favorite tracks, and then we'll shine a light on a soundtrack to a film that was never released. We'll kick things off with the latest from Q-Tip, one of the members from A Tribe Called Quest. Q-Tip has made a few solo albums, although a few of those have remain unreleased at this time. However, his second album, The Renaissance, is due out in November, and here's the second single, sampling the Black Ivory song You and I. This is Getting Up on CITR.
Getting up, come on, we're getting up, come on, we're getting up, yeah, I said that we can where you're going, cause sent you a message, sent you an email. Hasty decisions we made still prevail. Both needed breaks, we both needed to bail. Walking through the corridors of my mind, the hideaways and nooks and things were good times. Memories certainly, yes, they still bind. Still a common man, and yeah, that's for sure. Still a bankroll, and yeah, still couture. But man, this thing that we had was much more. Come back home, don't be out in the world. It's a bad place and no place for a girl. Amongst the scavengers, I found a pretty pearl. It's for the faint of heart who never get enough. Gotta get tough, buckle them up. We call them guts and we we got to get enough. We got to get enough. Today is nice, come on. I said we get enough. 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 Today is right, come on. We gon' get enough. I said we get enough. I said we get enough. Come over here, baby. Lifestyle could be so comfy. We could start a clan just like the Kennedys. You and I again, certainly we can extend feelings that should never end. You respect me like a friend, but love me like your man, no other could contend. And we could be like those exposed to history, like staying with each other with truth and chivalry. The things we go through, they shape identity. Yes, pretty, let's do this all night. Consummate this thing and make it all right. And when we cuddle up, I promise that I might. We need to
get enough, come on, get enough. Today is nice, come on. I said we're getting up. I said we're getting up. I said we're getting up. Come on, we're getting up. I said we're getting up. Tonight is right, come on. We gon' get up. I said we're getting up. I said we're getting up.
I like to watch everybody gravitate towards you. Your magnetic presence make them all come through. The same way you got them, you got me too. Now look at our lives, it's so colorful. A wonderful spectrum, not one tone dull. Full of excitement and not one love. See, we had an understanding, oh yes, we did. I'm bringing it back, I'm putting in my bid. Have a couple of kids and have a couple of cribs. We like Ruby D and Asi, Martin and Coretta. Doing it to death, no one could do it better. When we leave our physical, our spirit's still together. So come on now, here's a placement for your hand. We rocking with the number one MC, man. The number one controller, all right through the plan.
day long. So, get your roller skates, y'all. And if the beat feel right, y'all can say it with me.
Skate Jam by Plant Life, found on their Time Traveler album through Decon Records. Time Traveler is the Los Angeles Funk Trio's second album. They had one out, The Return of Jack Splash, in 2004. Up next, a little bit of the history of hip-hop here. Steinsky and Double D started off in the early 80s, cutting up their favorite breaks into epic songs and winning competitions throughout the New York radio area. From this year's retrospective album, What Does It All Mean? Here's Lesson 3 on CITR Vancouver.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
The torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
Lesson 3.
Got to have soul! Got to have soul!
Is Mars needs women.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed.
Time to get hold up now.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Fernando's Hideaway. Olé. This song you got to watch, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and...
Thank you.
Hulicane with Drip City as remixed by DJ BC. Hulicane was born in Thunder Bay, though back in 1914 the northern half of that town was known as Port Arthur. Hulicane worked at the National Research Council of Canada, developing radar systems primarily, but in his free time, he created his own electronic instruments and designed primarily for playability. The original version of Drip City, subtitled An Etude for Variable Speed Recorder, was recorded from dripping water back in 1955. However, DJ BC is a Boston area DJ best known for Let It Beast, a mashup of the Beatles and the Beastie Boys. And you can find his remix, Drip City, on his Art Raps album, which you can download from www.djbc.net. Next up is another Boston area DJ from his 2005 album, Beauty and the Beat. Here's Edan with Fumbling Over Words That Rhyme on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Master this lesson, teacher was a student. Study like a Buddhist, reviewing on the best to do it. So let's do this.
Do it.
Nothing to it, consider the first MC to blow the spot and do what was close for rocks. But if a cool herb following the influence, I heard from Lloyd parties. Brothers like Cowboy Major move the body. Cowboy with toast for the G and Flash. And the skills elevated as crew started to clash. Flash and Bam, they both saw clientele. So Flash formed the four with the father Melly Mel. Four became five, more became live. Routines over breaks, true kings motivate. Out the L brothers came to five fantastic. In Theodore, they battled with the Cold Crush Four. Few had the confidence of GMC. Without the CCBs, it'd be no Run DMC. The funky and the fearless four. Four CCs, the small spoony G. And I can't forget the treachery of three MC. Like the new rap language. Before the first full-length LPs, there was abstract brothers like the one from LZ. DMC broke through in 83 out of Queens and started rapping hard over drum machines. 808 started shaking up floors with Eagle Rock's complex metaphors. The primary influence on LL Cool J. Eagle Rock's futurism must have been respectable, cause tragedy from Queens was young but very technical. Shan was eloquent, Chris was intelligent. The R was already above with added elements. Ultramagnetic had the vision for the future. Daddy Kane getting roared, the Apollo. And Cool G Rap was probably the sickest of all of them. Jazz from the BK, Percy and Finesse from the BX. Prince Poe and Pharoah came next. Wu with the GZA, GFK, NAS, one of the best out to date. NEMC that's adding on to the list. Pump the fist, but first give praise to true scientists.
Hip-hop and you don't stop.
What do you mean?
I mean, come down to see Common Market at the Media Club October 9th with special guest The Seed, a great live hip-hop fan, as well as Animal Nation. Tickets at Zulu, Beat Street, Dip, and ClubZone.com. Common Market are a fresh Seattle conscious hip-hop group with an old-school style.
Recreate the Normandy site. Deploy, you appreciate the enormity, right? This battle him at the Republic or not for all my...
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
I've been having meat shake for 40 years.
I love meat shake.
Meat and shake, that's all I need. Mm-hmm.
I have meat shake every day at school.
Look, when I'm hungry, I need some meat. I don't need none of that rabbit food they're serving over at Veggie Hut.
Meat to the shizake.
Bro, it's all about the meat shake, man.
I'd love to taste the secret.
Lunch break, only got a half an hour. Gotta get something in my system. I go meat shake.
Eat a meat shake!
Taste the secret at Meat Shake. Hey.
Meat shakes are so soft I can eat them without my dentures.
Well, hi, welcome to Meat Shake, where you can taste the secret. And when I tell you what it is, you won't believe it. There's something special in our food you'll taste when you start eating it. Everything we serve has meat in it.
But don't you serve french fries in a vegetable plate?
It all has meat.
What? Well, what about the green salad and the cookies you bake?
Everything has meat.
Oh.
It's nice and tender, mixed in a blender. Don't you want some meat?
Yeah.
So hot and steamy, yet smooth and creamy. Come and get your meat.
Now, when your body's hungering, drive on down and stumble in. Come on, give us half a chance. I promise that you'll come again. If you're not carnivorous, consider us a challenge. You're too lean and need some protein. We got it by the gallons.
Right.
Rest assured, our healthy and discriminating guests prefer the sweet and meaty morsels we can cock behind my register. Giving good service plus a smile and a paper hat. Our competition's food is crap. Who would want to pay for that? Please try a beef pie, top it with some meat fries, and a classic meat shake baked until the grease dries. 40 cents more, you can have your meal meat size. Plus, you get three tries, scratch and win a free prize. All except you vegan men. You need to be leaving and heading to the veggie hut where you can eat some leaves and grin. That is, unless, of course, you want to taste the secret sin. Come on, breathe it in. You can use your teeth again. Remember that meat your friend solidified inside you. Cows gotta die too. Don't let them survive you. There's an offer for a free shake when you buy two. Last while supplies do. Thanks, please drive through. Skinny mini or a beefcake. Hey, you don't need steak.
Get a meat shake.
You want a meaty meal, but your teeth ache. Hey, for Pete's sake.
Get a meat shake.
You're gonna take your girl on a cheap date, and you're a cheapskate. So
get a meat shake.
When you purchase a combo meal, you'll receive a souvenir keepsake.
Get a meat shake.
Offer for free souvenir keepsake good for a limited time only at participating meat shake stores in your area. The Meat Shake Corporation is in no way responsible for high blood pressure, heart disease, or bad body odor.
Meat Shake!
I better go taste the secret right now.
Yeah, you better do that. That was Ugly Duckling with... Oh, man, that was Taste the Secret. Otherwise from Meat Shake, and the album was Taste the Secret from 2003 on Emperor Norton Records. That great bastion, a label. Are they still around? I think they might have been taken over by Ryko Disc, though. Anyways, the name of the show is Radio Free Gak, and the station you're listening to is CITR-FM and Cable 101.9 in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. If the signal strength gets a little weak for you, or those other powerful stations across the strait make listening to us on the radio dial hard, we're on the web, too, at www.citr.ca. As well, we got podcasts, so you don't even have to listen live. The Bug is one of the many aliases that London producer Kevin Martin records under, along with other acts known as Pressure, Techno Animal, and Curse of the Golden Vampire, to name but a few. The Bug is Martin's dancehall and grime persona, and from this year's London Zoo album through Ninja 2, here's Too Much Pain.
I'm not a chap of the reggae music business. Featuring Kevin Rowe. I am a Ricky Rankin. Rastafari's effect was true eternity. I am know when it comes to music. You can't refuse it. I know Sir Kevin Rowe, he make it and he play it. People, I want to live. I want to see the live. I don't want to see the money dead. Cause my eyes are red. They're redder than red. Things are get dread. Let me tell you something. We are forward ahead. You hear me? Big tune, Kevin.
Wanna see me without no friends? Oh gosh, what's happening in this place? This place is in a total disgrace. Oh my gosh, I feel the shame. Is it me or you to blame? I wanna know. Back off or when you're in crime. Back off or when you're in time. Don't think we are Skylar, cause last time we're watching you. You're the one who gives us news and news. You're the one who comes to use and abuse.
Let me tell you, Babylon, we are watching, watching.
Too much pain, there's too much pain. No aim, and there's no game. Too much pain, it's too much pain. No aim, and there's no game.
Every day me tell you it's a cuss, cuss, cuss. And every day me tell you it's a fuss, fuss, fuss. And two here we gonna bust. Oh my gosh, what's going on? It's like they wanna come and use and abuse. It's like they wanna come, try confuse. But you know my crew, and I go walking out them shows. And I go walking out them blows. So what kind of smoke that my red junior smoke? See, once you want exit, it's life for a joke. I go on like Batman, and people don't know where you come from.
No.
And every day you're out there, I'm out your offer. And when we take a step, a lot of God, you watch her. I wouldn't come like a youth. You should be in a pro school.
Too much pain, there's too much pain. No aim, and there's no game. Too much pain, there's too much pain.
Thank you.
Von Tobin with Esters, and it appears on his 2006 Bloodstone EP. Born in Rio, raised in England, and now living in an industrial section of Montreal to avoid Nui's complaints, Tobin has been back to his usual sample-heavy self after a brief hiatus. His most recent album was last year's Foley Room, which features a lot of sampling based on the Foley artists who make all the little background sounds in movies that you hear, like footsteps and snow. He's also tipped to be providing the soundtrack to Luc Besson's movie That's Transporter 3. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR. Here's another dose of Canadian hip-hop. Kushik is a Dundas, Ontario-based musician who has recently signed onto the Stones Throw label. He's worked in the past with fellow Dundasian Caribou, otherwise known as Dan Snaith, and formerly known as Manitoba. And he's also worked with Fortet and Mad Villain. His first album with Stones Throw is Out My Window, and from that album, this is Lying in the Sun on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sunshine, in the food they're selling cheap at the market on the corner. If I want you, would you listen? I am selling suited up like Donald Duck because conditions have worsened. A personal Bugatti, I ride in passenger seats. I roll the window, my right hand biting the wind like it possesses teeth. A passionate person, ask previous paramours. It was that paranormal stuff that had him headed out the door. I couldn't blame him, couldn't chain him with possession, and I never permanently frame a photograph collection. Women in silky laces, cakes in bakery cases. I like them fine, but I don't go on trophy chases. I'm that Christmas kid in his camel hair chair. What I want knows I'm seated and it's meeting me there. What she lacks, I bring back hanging out of my mouth. You can all just forget it, we are going out.
Never click and I clash and I make this quick. If the shit has to last, we can take this pick. So adjust the shutter speed and exposure time. I got enough of what I need to explode your mind. In the dust, in the space, when I bust in your place, I see trash on the ground and throw rust in your face. Hate is wrong when he speaks, leave your wall full of leaks. We can walk on the roofs, grabbing the hawks by the beaks. Now, these half-hearted sneaks are getting caught in the dock lights. My shock rap pop back right when the clock strikes. The time tick, rhyme click, so on hit. Up in your mind like the vines that'll grow on shit. And we twist, never bend, and the signals we send are equipped with the chip, not a trip you can end. Let me rip through the cloth to your spot on the map. Height is out, throwing all kinds of raps in your lap.
Edible flowers on a plate with grapes. A safari hat for rugged landscapes. Frosty mugs full of drinks that I like. Tropical feathers on a bad weather bike.
Heights with bad weather. Height is Baltimore area. Well, he's a Baltimore area party machine, and you can find Bad Weather on last year's album, Winterize the Game. And as I sort of look across the hallway there into the ballroom, I see some people dancing there, but they're not dancing to this music, although whatever they're dancing to seem to fit in all right with me. Unfortunately, you can't see it, so you're going to have to take my word for it. And everyone knows I'm such a reliable authority on things. Anyways, let's age things up here. Here's a funkier side project from Calvin Johnson, best known for his work with K Records and Beat Happening. Dub Narcotic Sound System have released a staggering variety of releases since the mid-90s, and this is from their 1996 album, Boot Party. Ship to Shore on Radio Free GAC, CITR, Vancouver.
Thank you.
That was Little Royal and the Swingmasters with Razorblade, the B-side to Jealous, a 1972 single through Trias Records. Barely heard there was Little Royal himself, they're known as Royal Torrance, as he lets the Swingmasters dig into that funk all by themselves. I've got concerts fast and furious over the next few weeks, so pick a few and enjoy. As we hear DJ Onward back here with I Can't Get Enough. Anyways, tomorrow, Mission to Burma away at the Plaza Club. On Wednesday, Silver Jews with Monotonix will be at Richards on Richards, and that should be a fantastic show. Monotonix, if they set fire to their drum kit early. On Thursday, DJ Mendy will be at The Bourbon. On Friday, there should be another fantastic show here, Mastercraft, along with Felix Cartel and Paul Dever will be at Celebrities. On Saturday, Jamie Liddell will be at the Plaza Club. Ron Sexsmith will have an all-ages show at the Chan Center. And at the Peanut Gallery, we have Colorbook with No Gold, Greenbelt Collective, and Candles. Horror Pops will be on Richards and Richards on Sunday. On October 7th, Iron and Wine, along with the Sam Beam solo, will be at the Commodore, and there is an all-ages show at the Chan Center featuring Shiros. On October 9th, Chad Van Galen will be at Richards on Richards, and the Commodore will see Cut Copy and the presets from Australia. Also that same night, we have Bells Clanging and the Creaking Planks at the Railway. At Richards on Richards, on October 10th, we have Born Ruffians and Montreal's Plants and Animals. On Richards on the 11th of October, that's Black Kids. And then at the Vogue, that's an all-ages show featuring Hayden. On October 12th, we have Chromeo, Calvin Harris, Dirty South, and Scratch Bastard at the Commodore. At the Biltmore, on October 18th, it's Quintron and Miss Pussycat. On October 19th, at the Commodore, we have Stereo Lab with Monad. Jolie Hillard's at Richards and Richards, and Ray Spoon is at the Railway Club. At the Media Club, on October 23rd, we have Jeffrey Lewis. And then, on October 24th, we have Lady Hawk and Attack in Black at Richards and Richards. And at the Commodore that night, it's the No Twist.
A beautiful day without a cloud.
The 27th Annual Vancouver International Film Festival will be held September 25th to October 10th, 2008. VIFF is among the largest film festivals in North America and is one of the largest cultural events in Canada. The broad spectrum of fiction and non-fiction films from around the world is divided into the following sections. The Ark, Elements and Animals. Dragons and Tigers, the Cinemas of East Asia. Non-fiction features. Canadian Images, Cinema of Our Time, and Spotlights on France.
Films are screened on the following 10 screens. Empire Granville 7 Cinemas, Van City Theatre at the Vancouver International Film Centre, Pacific Cinematheque, Ridge Theatre. To purchase tickets, visit the Vancouver International Film Festival Centre on Seymour. For information, check out www.viff.org or call 604-683-FILM. That's 604-683-3456.
Yes, it comes in a downward direction. It disintegrates, dissolves, melts.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Is Dexter ill? Is Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's Trinity problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy.
boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
Well, what does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Pranigazoo, let's have a chew. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheet.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and frontier
psychiatry? I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and yeah. Rectangles.
Two optometrists.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Pour juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd
play the violin.
That's one of my favorite tracks there, Frontier Psychiatrist from The Avalanches. The video for the single from their only album so far since I Left You features a hilarious interpretation of each sample on display you heard there, mostly incorporating an elderly band. Although the amount of vocals are quite disparate, including the intro from John Waters' film Polyester, I found out recently that the bulk of the vocals came from a 1959 skit featuring venerable Canadian comedians Wayne and Schuster. There's a 2003 compilation of their CBC radio work called The Radio Years, The Best of the Best, through Scenario Records, and which includes this skit, and see if you can recognize the appropriate parts from the Avalanche song.
Frontier Psychiatrist.
This program is respectfully dedicated to those brave pioneers, the frontier psychiatrists who brought mental health to the West. The scene, the office of Dr. Tex Rorschach, frontier psychiatrist.
And so, madam, I want you to go back to the reservation and tell your husband he can walk if he wants to. It's all in his mind, purely psychosomatic. Your husband can walk if he wants to. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Sitting Bull. Interesting case. She could use a little treatment, too. She's got a 40-pound papoose on her back. Oh, nurse.
Yes, Dr. Rocha?
Any more appointments today?
Let's see. Wyatt Earp is in at 3.
Yeah.
Bat Masterson at 4. Mm-hmm. And Maverick is coming in at 5.
Maverick, very interesting case. Acute paranoia. Persecution complex. Thinks Ed Sullivan is out to get him. Now, nurse, I would like to... What is the shooting? Himmel!
Doctor! Doctor!
Oh, hello, Sheriff. You're just in time for your appointment. Come in and lie down on the couch.
No time, Doc. We're in for a peck of trouble. The Ringo Kid just pulled into town.
The Ringo Kid?
Yeah, the dirtiest, rottenest killer north of the Rio Grande. Well, he's a murdering outlaw.
Please, Sheriff, how many times have I told you there are no such things as outlaws? Just problem cowboys.
I tell you, he's a killer. He came into town this morning and shot my deputy.
Now, just a minute. I just saw your deputy. I talked to him.
Did he answer you?
Come to think of it, no. I thought it was some kind of mental block.
Well, I'm telling you, Doc.
Someone... What?
Galloping coyotes. It's Buck. He's been shot.
He got me. The Ringo Kid got me.
Oh, you've got to do something about that cough. It's just nerves, you know. Just nerves, nerves.
Where is he now, Buck?
He's in the saloon.
Maybe it's heartburn. Are you a compulsive eater? Lie down and start at the beginning and tell me whatever comes into your mind. Now, what do you think about girls?
No, 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 Doc. He's been shot, Doc, and the Ringo Kid did it.
Oh, well, then I'll go into the saloon after him.
Wait a minute, Doc. That's dangerous.
Sheriff, I am a frontier psychiatrist, and that boy needs therapy. Nurse, where's my notebook and pencil?
In your holster.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Doc... You can't go in there. I tell you, he's vicious.
He's not vicious.
Well, what would make a man shoot people in the back?
Poor toilet training. Who knows? Now, if you'll excuse me, please.
Please be careful. You know how I feel about you.
I told you before, nurse, I'm just your father image. Now go and finish the slipcovers for the couch and please...
Tell me now. I'm the Ringo Kid. I'm a ring-tailed Rannigazoo. I'm the shootin'est, fightin'est buckaroo in the West. Anybody want to take me on?
No.
Oh, no. All right, I'll tell you what. Line up, you guys. Now, when I count three, go for your guns. One, two, three. You gotta be quicker than that. Hey, did you see that stranger?
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't like witnesses. All right, piano player, let's have a tune.
Howdy, Ringo Kid.
Huh? Who are you?
Dr. Tex Rorschach, frontier psychiatrist. Have couch, will travel.
What?
Now, what seems to be your problem?
Problem? I got an itchy trigger finger.
Oh, that's not my field. Try a dermatologist.
Wait a minute. Just what do you want?
I want to help you.
Aha! I got you figured. Just a cheap analyst trying to make a reputation. All right, start dancing, head shrinker.
Poor Ringo Kid. You're just an angry little boy lashing out at the world with your six gun.
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, a textbook case. Wait till I write the boys in Vienna, they'll flip.
All right, you asked for it.
You're insecure, aren't you?
What?
You're full of frustrations and aggressive hostility, and it's all an artificial barrier to mask your inhibitions and your massive inferiority complex.
You trying to tell me I'm crazy?
Oh, please, Ringo. We don't use words like crazy anymore. Let me simply say you are suffering from a traumatic dislocation of your emotional processes.
Well, what does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
All right.
You're Meshuggah.
All right. All right, you can talk to my gun. What are you laughing at?
That's not a gun.
It isn't?
Of course not. It's a symbol.
A symbol?
A symbol of your inability to cope with reality. Now give me that symbol.
Here you are.
Now the other symbol?
Here.
You're a good man, Ringo, and I can bring out that goodness.
You can?
All you have to do is talk it out. Now, lie down on the bar. Well,
all right, doctor.
Now, tell me, Ringo, when did you first discover you hated your horse?
I don't hate my horse.
Well, does your horse hate you?
Well, why should my horse hate me?
Well, you sit on him, you make him live in a stable, you feed him oats. Don't you think it logical that the beast should harbor some resentment?
Well, I never thought about
that. Ah, you see, you got the rejected horse, and they're the worst kind. Let's talk about your childhood. Did you have a happy childhood?
Well, I guess so.
Did anything unusual happen to you as a child?
Well, let me think. Oh, yeah, when I was 8 years old, my home ran away from me.
You mean you ran away from home?
No, my home ran away from me. We lived in a covered wagon, and I fell out.
Aha! Ringala, ringala. I think I've solved your problem. Your hostility to everyone is a manifestation of rejection. You have hallucinations that people don't like you, and that's why you shoot them. If you act friendly to them, they'll act friendly to you.
You mean if I like them, they're gonna like me?
Sigmund Freud couldn't have put it better.
Doctor, how can I ever thank you?
You can pay me. I don't want to feel rejected.
No. From now on, I'm gonna love everybody.
That's it.
Hello, bartender. Glad to see you.
Howdy.
Hey, hi there, friend. Please. To meet you.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, here comes the sheriff. Hello there, sheriff. Glad to see you. Oh.
Sheriff, why did you shoot that well-adjusted cowpoke?
I don't know. I just shot him. Something came over me, Doc.
I see. Give me that symbol.
Here you are.
Now lie down on the bar. Tell me, when did you first discover you hated your horse?
I don't hate my horse.
Well, does your horse hate
you? Wayne and Schuster with Frontier Psychiatrist. After meeting in a Toronto high school, Johnny Wayne and Frank Schuster debuted on a local station, CFRB, in Toronto in 1941. And after performing for troops in World War II, they came back to Toronto and started the radio show in 1946 on the CBC. And eventually they moved to television and stayed in the spotlight until Wayne's death in 1990. Their influence in comedy wasn't exclusive to Canada. They set a record for the most appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. And Schuster's son-in-law is Lorne Michaels, creator of Saturday Night Live and producer of The Kids in the Hall. Time for the soundtrack profile segment of Radio Free Gag, and the next two songs were part of a movie that was never released. Brother Man was intended to be a blaxploitation movie filmed in Chicago around 1974, but due to financing problems, not a single piece of footage was ever shot, and a script was never actually finalized. However, the producers commissioned a group known as Final Solution to come up with the score, which was recorded but never fully mixed before going into storage. I'll go more into details about how we have come to hear these songs now, but all props go to the always amazing record label Numero Group for releasing this last month. Here's what could have been the theme to the vaporware film Brother Man on Radio Free Gag, CITR, Vancouver.
you coming from?
Thank you.
Final Solution with Never Coming Back Again. And before that, the proposed theme to Brother Man, a film that barely existed on paper since no script was ever finalized. The producers who solicited Final Solution to make the score held on to the original tapes for several years as guitarist and songwriter Carl Wolfuck fought to get them back. And after 2 years of fighting, he did get the tapes back. But the funny thing is that, as you can tell, these tracks never actually acquired any of the strings and the horns expected in the arrangement. And then he held on to them for 30 years until a chance meeting with the label Numero Group brought the music to the world. An additional 2 instrumental tracks were recorded, and a Minneapolis graphic design team was asked to come up with a cover art to match a story that could only be imagined. Wolfuck himself wasn't given any indication as to what the plot of Brother Man would be about, but somehow he succeeded in curating narrative on his own. If you missed any of this week's show, grab the podcast from CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca. Or as well, you could browse through iTunes podcast directory and find it. Then again, I have a link to the podcast along with a playlist for tonight's show, along with other information and happy little links on my website, which is www.gak.ca. Coming up at 9, it's The Jazz Show with your host, Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, Trevor Fielding, 2 hours of punk in the show known as Vengeance Is Mine. We'll close off as we hear here with one last hip-hop track from Bay Area producer Dan the Automator. Best known for his work on Handsome Boy Modeling School, the first Gorillaz album, and Lovage, all brilliant acts that are worthy of their own profile one day. Here he is with Dr. Octagon collaborator Cool Keith from 2000's A Much Better Tomorrow. Here's part 2 of Better Tomorrow, which actually wasn't included on the original Better Tomorrow EP, which came out in 1996 on 75 ARC. Be well, and if things go right, you'll hear me next week. Going to San Francisco tomorrow, see My Bloody Valentine, and then I'll spend a few days in my old hood of New York. Adios y buenas noches.
organized crime.